Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Trotter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Trotter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Glenn and he is out, Hefner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is hit by the pitch. Salters moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Salters moves to third. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Grace. Heath reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to home to get Trotsky. Heath moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn fires to third and picks off Heath. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Grace. Allen reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Campbell scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Glenn and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soltis strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack is hit by the pitch. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley bunts towards the mound. Trotter can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mack moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Campbell is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino strikes out. One out. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Mack moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. McQuinn moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn tags and scores. Salters tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotter takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grace hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Grace reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Grace moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Grace scores. McQuinn scores. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Joe Dobson now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Clift strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mack strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trotter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. There goes Grace trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Hemsley, who tags Grace, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-4, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grace. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grace. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux scores. Campbell scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.